Hey there, and welcome back to 4-Day Weekends. Today, we're going to be talking about making decisions, and I'm calling this one From Head to Heart, Making Business Decisions That Feel Aligned. You can probably remember a time where you had to make a decision and you sat down, you had your paper and your pros and cons list, and you went through it, and it felt like you were going round and round in circles. Like, well, I've got 5 on this side and 6 on this side. And I find that while we do have to have a little bit of organization and some data maybe from our heads, that making a decision from your heart, from your intuition, from your gut, whatever you want to call it, is always the better way to go. So today I'm going to be talking about blending intuition with strategy for better, more profitable outcomes in your business. Okay. So let's talk about this a little bit more as we talk about this head-only decisions. And as I talked about just a minute ago, I think a lot of times we get into this analysis paralysis where we have all these things written down and we have all this stuff running through our heads. And if I do this, then this is going to happen. But if I don't do that, then this other thing might happen. And we just start spiraling around. I have done this many times, and what I have found is that the decision just keeps getting put off because you feel like you don't have enough information, or you don't have the time to give to make the decision, or you don't want to think about it anymore. It just keeps coming back, and you're like, I know I have to decide on this, but I just haven't done it. And many times there are decisions when we take a look at it on paper that look really good. Like, wow, for all intents and purposes, this looks like a great decision, but you're already feeling this heaviness, this weight of, I don't know. And many times if we just ask other people what they think, they're going to tell us from their perspective, their experiences, from their point of view, and it doesn't always fit where you're going, or you are missing opportunities that could really be pushing you forward and bringing you such joy, happiness, and extra income because they don't make sense, or they're not in your original plan. I didn't have that listed on here for this quarter, so I'm not going to do that. Now, I'm not saying you should just throw everything away and jump into every opportunity, but here's an example from my own life that happened yesterday. I have a really good friend who called me up in the morning and said she's working on this program and she has to decide which of these 3 topics or ways she's going to go for this opportunity that she's putting together. And she's like, I just don't know. And so she read them to me and I knew that any of the 3 would work for her. And that's what she knew too. She basically put in all of her experience and this is what it turned out to her. She's like, I'm not really sure. So she read each one. And so after she got there, I said, I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. I said, I want you to read them out and I want you to gauge in your body, like, how does that feel to you? So we went through the 3 and I said, is there one that's not as exciting or not as interesting as the other ones? And she's like, yes. I said, okay, then let's put that aside. And now we just have 2. And we did it again. She's like, I think I'm really just going to have to take a walk and kind of feel into this. And I was like, great. And then she texted me and said, here's what I decided. And I was like, yay. Like, to me, I could have given her what I thought was the best way for her, but I don't know. I say a lot of times, I don't have a crystal ball, even though I actually do, but I don't always know. But you know, your intuition knows, your higher self knows, your guides know, you know the best path. And based on where you're going, that one of these may seem like the best way, but it may not be. And unless you have that view from the top of the mountain, like your intuition and your guides and your higher self has, we can't see because we're down in the valley. So right now, if you look on paper, that might be the way. I should have said, well, you got the most experience and it sounds exciting. You may be going with this. But actually, it turned out that it was the other thing that she came up with as the way for her. We do want to have something in mind. Like, we don't want to be just running around willy-nilly. So like making all of our decisions from the emotional state without some practical input, I think can also be, if we're just making emotional decisions, that's a different place, that's sort of swinging the pendulum over there where you're in this really vulnerable place, or you're very upset, or you're really angry. We don't want to make decisions from that place. And I know when I get migraines, which happens less and less now, I tell myself, do not make any decisions, big decisions, about your business or what you're going to do when you feel like this. Because I never feel like myself. I just feel like I just want to go curl up in a corner and go to bed. So any decisions I make from there is not the state that I want to be in, right? I want to be in this place of being tapped in and feeling like I am at the right frequency, the high vibes, whatever you want to call it. I'm really tapped into my intuition so that I am clear. My channel is clear enough that I am getting the right answer and not that I'm just being blocked off with too much in my head or too much emotion that I can't see that top of the mountain. I'm just blocked by all the trees down below in the valley. And also, sometimes things sound really great in our heads, like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited about this. But there could be some red flags to that. So it's like taking all of this into consideration. But I think if we just trust our gut and we just trust our intuition, it really doesn't lead us wrong. So let's look at how we can do that. As I've already said, many times we feel it in our body. I think all the times we feel it in our body. And it doesn't really matter where you feel it in your own body. It could be that gut feeling where you're feeling something in your stomach. When I was talking to my friend yesterday, I was like, let me know when you start to feel those butterflies. For me, it's like up near my heart center. And up this way, I get those excited butterflies. And I'm like, oh, I'm going in the right direction. I'm feeling that. If I'm feeling a little or not really, then that's like, okay, that's like more of a neutral thing. But if you start to feel the excitement, I feel like that's the path, like it's on the way to that. So notice your body sensations. Take the time before making these decisions. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't necessarily have to be like, will I launch this program or should I take this coaching package or will I do a retreat? It could be those big decisions, but it can also be the small ones. Like, is this the right client to work with? Is this the right CRM or technology to help my business? Or do I want to work on this or this today in my business? Like, it can be anything. It doesn't have to be such huge decisions. And I feel like the more we work on it, the more it's like a muscle, the easier and the more reliable you will find that this intuition becomes. So pause before any decision. And you don't have to necessarily just do this for business. You can practice this. Should I wear the blue shirt today or the pink shirt? And see which one's calling for you. And again, it's not like huge repercussions will come if you wear the red or the blue or whatever. But it's like going with that feeling so that you get used to expanding that muscle and using that muscle. And then check in your body with sensations. It may be like it really doesn't matter. I'm just going to pick this one because it feels like that's the color I want to wear today. But notice whether you feel an expansion or a contraction, which is what I alluded to as butterflies or like rocks, right? The butterflies are expanding and flying and fluttering all around and you feel this lightness. And then the rocks are like, oh, feel your shoulders almost like curl forward. And you get that, nah, it's not really the right thing. And for those of you who are human design generators or manifesting generators, this is your signature way to make decisions and to get out there is to respond to your opportunities. And if it's not like a hell yes, then it should be a no for you or at least a not right now. And you can really judge that by just feeling into your body in the way you get that answer. So you can also ask, is this bringing me closer to my ultimate goal or taking me away? That may not always come into play, like if you're talking about the red shirt or the blue shirt. Or you could say, does this align with my highest good? Does this feel like this is the right path for me to go? Whatever you want to ask, you can keep a little question by your desk or a little sticky note saying, is this moving me in the right direction for my life purpose or the way I want my business to be going right now? And just get that, just ask that question and you should get some type of answer. It may not be a yes or a no, but it could be a happy feeling. It could be a song that you hear. It could be suddenly you are thinking of some music lyrics that are like, go for it or whatever, right? Like you have to really look at those signs, however those signs come to you. It could be the bird fluttering at your window that you're like, oh, that's a sign. I'm supposed to do it. So however those come for you. take it as you will, but your body won't lie. Your body is where this all lives, and your heart especially. So if you're feeling good here, if this feels like the right decision, then most likely it is the right decision. I know I have done this before, and we're just going to give you an example of this. So let's talk about two business owners who are trying to make a decision on this. Maybe on paper, this opportunity looks great, but when you go ask, you get the no. And I have had this before. I've been really excited about getting into a coaching program or launching something out, and I bring my pendulum out and I'm like, okay, I'm really excited. Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And I'm just expecting it to go yes. And it's like, no. And I'm like, wait a minute. And sometimes I just argue with it. And sometimes I just do it anyway. And many times I regret it. I'm like, oh, I should have listened to that thing. What was I thinking? Right. Again, we can't always see what's down the road for us or the easiest, best way for us to go to get to our goals or desired dreams. And sometimes you might be thinking, well, it's less money, but it feels really good in your body. My daughter is going through this right now. She just graduated from college and she's doing a bunch of interviews. And one thing sounds amazing. And I know she's like, oh, I just wish it was more money. And I'm like, well, maybe it's a way for you to still do that part-time to see what it's going to lead to. What if in a year from now it leads to something spectacular? And I think that's the thing. Following your heart can't be wrong, because eventually it's going to lead to whatever you need. The universe is not going to put something in your path that you don't need. If you do, you won't be attracted to it. So there's a reason it wants you to go in that direction. So maybe the money's not here today, but maybe in 6 months, even a year or 2 years down the road, it could be the best thing that you've ever done, or it's a stepping stone to get you to the next thing that is going to bring the money that you need. But the universe feels like you need this to make the contacts or get the experience or to have a new skill set, whatever that is, to get to that next place. So following that intuition and making decisions through that won't steer you wrong. So here's just a little bit of ways we can start bringing this in as a daily practice. Again, like I said, it's really nice if you start using this a lot. And it's taken me probably about 10 years, but I started to really lean into it and go, what do I really think? What do I really think? Because I've over the years listened to other gurus and coaches and experts who I thought, well, if they're making more money than me, then they must know something I don't know. So I better do it the same way they're telling me to do and follow everything. And even though I just felt like that wasn't quite right for me, I would do it anyway. And then I end up having to dismantle the whole thing and waste a lot of time and energy and money doing something that was up out of alignment for me. So start with small decisions to build the trust. What should I eat for breakfast? What shirt should I wear? Or even little decisions. What should I work on today? And you can start with a morning check-in. What feels aligned for me to do today? Should I do this or this? I feel like even now as I'm thinking and saying this, I'm like, I don't do this enough. I'm doing it like as I need to make a decision, but I'm not proactively doing it, even though I'm like, oh, I'm going to talk with my dragons today and I'm going to see what advice they can give me about what I need to work on today. Like if I just checked in with my team every morning, I think things would even go smoother for me. And I do it sometimes, but I don't do it every day. So there's another way that you can just start bringing this in before you have a meeting, whether that's a coffee chat or if you have a client meeting or you just have a networking meeting or something, set an intention to go, okay, what's the best outcome I could get? What am I looking for this here? What am I really doing? And do it from your head and your heart. Like combine, yes, I'm here to look for some referral partners, but I really want one real good referral partner that would totally be aligned with me and my energy. And at the end of the day, review your decisions and their outcomes. Take a look. If you don't look back over your shoulder, how will you learn? We're so busy just being here and going through the motions and getting to the next day and waking up and doing it all over again. But just take a moment to say, how did that go when I was asking those decisions? Does it feel still good? Maybe sometimes you have to wait a week before or even longer for some of the decisions that you make, but even just the little decisions, like, yeah, that felt really good. And I feel like it really went well and it went smooth and without lots of drama, or I didn't get tripped up, or I didn't have a lot of weird things that happened. If you start to get in that negative space, you know how like one thing spirals into something else. You're late for a meeting, then you knock over your water on your computer, then you stub your toe when you on the way out of your office, and other meeting gets canceled and starts to rain and you get wet, like when you start having those kind of things. But as we move through in this flow with intuition and just staying in the frequency of that, the universe will guide you down your path of the day so that it'll go the easiest and best for you. All right. So here's your homework. Choose one business decision that you are facing right now. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and really sink into this framework of intuition and making a decision from your heart. And I want you to think about your options. Is it this or this? Should I do this or shouldn't I do this? And just take a moment right now and start feeling into it. This does not have to take 10 minutes. You don't have to be in a meditative state. You can just feel into it and make a decision. I did this yesterday on my workshop, and we had so many people like, oh my gosh, this thing I've been looking at forever. Now I made the decision and I'm just going to go with it. So notice what shifts inside your body when you start to go, ah, oh, I feel that. I really feel and I honor the feelings that my body's giving me, and trust that wisdom that emerges as the right decision. Okay, so remember, your most profitable decisions comes from tapping into that practical wisdom and intuitive knowing. And when your head and heart aligns, success flows naturally. All right, until the next time, I will see you then.